sejukkan hati, sejukkan hati ya Habibi. Ya Rasulullah salamun alaik, ya Rafi'ah Shan, ya Rafi'ah Shan, ya Rafi'ah Shan wa daraji.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Berkata sejujurnya. ku, namun kau tahu cinta tak bisa, tak bisa kau salahkan. Wow,
from Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, when you visit Indonesia, we have a visit place that you can visit when you come to Indonesia. It's about Borobudur Temple in Indonesia. Located in the island of Java, the magnificent Borobudur Temple is the world's biggest Buddhist monument you must visit at least once in your lifetime. The area is surrounded by beautiful scenery of Central Java's nature that you can only find there. The temple sits majestically on a hilltop overlooking lush green fields and distant hills. So, the Borobudur Temple can be one of your choice when you visit Indonesia. So, if you have a time to coming to Indonesia, you can visit Borobudur Temple. Well, listener, this is song for you from G5, I Love You.
Setelah aku dicintai.
kamu.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Five Wanita. Five Wanita, or Lima Wanita, an Indonesian female vocal group formed in 2008, consists of Rieka Roslan, Andin, Nina Tamam, Yuni Shahara, and Iga Mawarni. This group was formed because they want to speak out, create and preserve Indonesian culture, one of which is the Indonesian kebaya, or traditional Indonesian blouse. To coincide with the declaration of National Kebaya Day, which fell on July 24, 2024, Lima Wanita released the single Kebaya Indonesia, or Indonesian Kebaya. Created by Rieka Roslan, this song tells about kebaya fashion as national culture and a symbol of the struggle and emancipation of women in Indonesia from time to time. The song released is supported by the Indonesian Women's Congress. It was sung for the first time by Lima Wanita at the first National Kebaya Day event held by the Congress on July 24, 2024 in Jakarta. Listeners, here are Lima Wanita with Kebaya Indonesia.
Indahannya kebaya Indonesia, anggun berjalan dari masa ke masa. Kebaya Indonesia, pesonamu takkan lekang oleh zaman. Setiap mata memandang selalu terpesona kebaya Indonesia.
Indonesia, anggun berjalan dari masa
Ingredients is snail, but it's named escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai seafood or lengkitang.
Thank you so much. So hello everyone. My name is Alika. Alika Islamadina. I am a singer, songwriter, a content creator, and also a mom. So that was my newest single called Sahabat Tersayang. But actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006. So it's been how many years now? 18 years?
Wow.
I am old. So yeah, it's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally, Sahabat Tersayang, it was the meaning of Sahabat, best friend itself, is very universal, right? But
bertemu, aku muak melihat wajahku. Ku ingin muncat, ku bosan dengan semua sikapmu yang selalu menjengkelkan aku. Kau bagai sampah,
Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Kecak dance different from other dances in general. Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Kecak in order.
quote of the day: courage is the foundation of every struggle that will bring us victory. Kiai Haji Hasyim Asy'ari. Kiai Haji Hasyim Asy'ari is a ulama, national hero, and founder of the biggest Islamic organization in Indonesia, Nahdlatul Ulama. Kiai Haji Hasyim Asy'ari is known for his strong nationalism and consistency in faith. He is known as a smart and influential nation's preacher, so his ideas can be a reference for generations.
Hey, mom. Alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
Alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better.
Lebih baik.
That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloud of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust with shower Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya, itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact, even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at common post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wah, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post, I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Sofullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap, itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, occurred overflow, smoke, and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
Our agriculture land is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of galunggung dust, there is volcanology dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plant. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmer that one hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung dust does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galunggung yang diproduksi kalau beras dari air galunggung itu
before galunggung erupted its product was normal,
ya, sehingga mempunyai harga yang
eruption, the product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice
kalau
quality is
kalau
also better.
Saya itu merek
galunggung rice
beras
which is anjur. Produced from galunggung border
mana itu ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying.
Cianjur,
if you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cianjur. It is good quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms. Generally, stocking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Market Ecology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tens of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Panung dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example,
panennya.
100 plots can produce one pot.
Here's a news line. A total of 6 scholars from Al-Azhar Egypt in cooperation with the Ministry of Religious Affairs and the Mosque Welfare Board will fill the Ramadan 2025 broadcast in a number of regions in Indonesia. It was stated by Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar when he received a delegation from the Majlis Hukama Muslimin of Al-Azhar Egypt at the Ministry of Religious Affairs headquarters in Jakarta on Monday. According to the minister, the scholars of Azhar Egypt have religious views that are compatible with Indonesian society. Egypt has a moderate Islamic approach that is in line with religious values in Indonesia. Head of the Central Statistic Agency, Amalia Adininggar Widyasanti, said that the 50% discount on electricity tariffs in the January until February 2025 usage period contributed the most to deflation in February 2025. This was stated by Amalia Adininggar Widyasanti in Jakarta on Monday. She said that the discount on electricity tariffs for LN customers with electricity consumption of 2,200 volts amperes or less also contributed to monthly deflation of 0.67%. That was Newsline.
Setiap saat denganmu, itu yang ku mau. Ada apa denganmu? Cinta ini semestinya menjadi indah. Bila saja kau mau berpaling jauh dari masa lalu. Sayangku, bicaralah padaku. Jangan diam tanpa kepastian. Oh, aku mengerti semua perlu waktu. Mari kita bicara sebelum berlalu. Setiap saat denganmu, itu yang ku mau. Ada apa denganmu? Cinta ini semestinya menjadi indah. Bila saja kau mau berpaling jauh dari masa lalu.
Jangan lagi yang kau ragukan.
Jangan.
Percayalah kau sayangku. Kau milikku.
No pain, yeah, no gain. Kalau begini terus, baby, I'll go insane. Semua cara sudah ku coba, puisi indah sudah ku gubah. Lagu romantis aku nyanyikan, senyummu masih aku nantikan. Baby, hold on, jangan lepas. Harapan masa depan jelas, walau masa lalu membekas. Saatnya beralih bergegas, dulu susah move on. Sakitnya tuh di sini, ku tetapkan ada.
Waktu di sini yang itu yang ku mau. Ada apa denganmu? Cinta ini semestinya menjadi indah. Bila saja kau mau berpaling jauh dari masa lalu. Itu yang ku mau. Semestinya menjadi indah. Bila
salah padaku.
At RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Alunan musik berdendang, pujaan suara di dalam.